So we're here today at a strike, and we're here with a VP of TA Markers and Demonstrators of Sudley Campus, Sarah Putua. How are you doing today, Sarah?
I'm good. I'm absolutely pumped, and this is a full-on strike. We're going to get more and more people coming in today. We're packed.
So tell us, Sarah, what does the strike address?
So the strike addresses the economic justice for your precarious academics on campus. This is your TAs, your teaching assistants, your markers, your demonstrators, and your part-time academics who are responsible for running almost all the classes here like in Dalhousie. This is nearly 1,800 people, and we are here to fight for fair wages and working conditions for them.
What further changes are you hoping to implement with today's strike?
So we want wage parity and inflation protection like our other peers in comparable universities for TAs and part-time academics, and we want the marker demonstrator category gone entirely. Markers demonstrators are paid $8 lesser for the same work like TAs, and that category needs to go. They're literally making just a little bit above minimum wage. TAs have not, and PTAs and markers demonstrators have not had a wage increase in the last 3 years. We've had a pay freeze. As it is, we are not paid comparable to other universities that are on our level. Our peers are making significantly more than us. And this is just, it's unjust. We are doing valuable work. We are responsible for the learning and education. And we care about our students, but we've got to eat, right? Like, we've still got to be able to survive the higher cost of living, the higher rental prices, inflationary pressures here in Halifax City. And what the employer is currently offering us is literally a 5 to 12% pay cut in our, a 5 to 12% decrease in our buying power by the end of next year. And so we have been very reasonable. We do not want to go on strike. This is our last resort, but the employer has literally left us with no other options. They walked away from the table. They do not care about the hard work that we are putting in to make this university run. And while we know our responsibility to our students, and we care about our teaching responsibility, we still have to survive. We still got to eat.
Do you feel comfortable sharing what your current wage is at the system?
Our current wages are $24.41 for TAs, and we've not seen an increase in 3 years now. Markers and demonstrators make $16.61. That's $3 above minimum wage for the same work that TAs are doing. And PTAs are paid significantly lower than their peers. So it's around $5,500 approximately. There's like various categories for it, so I struggle to remember, but it's approximately that for a 3-credit course.
And who's out here with you today, and is this the first time you're out on a strike?
Right, so the last Dell strike for TAs, for our union actually, for TAs, markers, demos, PTAs was in 2004. So we haven't been on strike in a really long time, and we've been negotiating for 2 years. Enough is enough, like we're done. We were negotiating till the last possible moment yesterday. We didn't walk away from that table, the employer did. What we are literally asking for is 1.75% of Deep Saini salary. So literally it takes two upper tier admins to pay 1,800 people. Whereas they've been giving themselves, what, 10% raises in the last 2 years on 100 plus K salaries? Sorry, that's not what you asked me. Well, who I have here today is literally everyone that cares about their TAs, markers, demonstrators, and part-time academics. We have students, we have TAs, we have markers and demonstrators who realize their classification needs to go because their valuable labor is being exploited by literally paying them pennies above minimum, like literally a few dollars above minimum wage. And we have part-time academics, we have other unions who are standing with us in solidarity. We have students who wanted to enter class and were just like, you know what, give me a board, I'll just join the picket line. So it's pretty incredible. It's pretty pumping. It's a foggy day, and as you can see, the line is growing longer and longer. And so I'm really excited.
My name is Dr. Adam Foster. I'm a sessional instructor here at Dalhousie in the Department of Political Science. Currently, I teach a course called Municipal Law and City Politics in Canada, and also one called political thought from 1651 to 1798. So I teach, basically I teach undergraduate courses, in the Department of Political Science.
And can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing in today's strike?
Sure, so today, basically, we're picketing to stand up for our rights as workers and to campaign for a fair contract for part-time academics like myself, but also teaching assistants and graders and demonstrators. Those are the members of our union. We've been without a contract since 2019, and so basically we are just campaigning to get a fair contract.
And what kind of changes would you like to see implemented?
I'd like to see Dalhousie offer us a contract that gives us a raise that is in line with inflation. The current contract that has been offered to us that I've seen doesn't keep up with inflation, and it would actually be as if we were accepting a pay decrease when we think about how the cost of living has been increasing here in Nova Scotia and will continue to increase in the years to come. So what I'm hoping will come out of this will be a fair contract for us that does keep up with inflation and allows us to be able to work without having to worry about how we're going to be able to pay rent and how we're going to be able to put food on the table. Because when that happens, it just impacts the learning experience. You don't want to have your professors or the people grading your work being consumed by thoughts of how am I going to survive. It just ruins the learning experience for everyone. You want to have educators that are able to be fully present and devote their time and their passion to the classroom. And that's also what we're standing up for, and what I'm hoping will come out of today will be able to see a return to that, where we can, you know, give all we have to offer to our students. Yeah.
Thank you, Adam. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think the only thing I'd like to add was that this is not a situation any of us really want to be in. I know I didn't want to have to end up striking. I was really hoping that Dalhousie and QB would be able to come to an agreement, but unfortunately that wasn't true. And none of us want to be disrupting the student experience here at Dalhousie. We all want to be in the classroom teaching. And so, yeah, I just want to add that this is not something that any of us want, but it's something that needs to happen, and hopefully some good comes out of it.
My name is Chris Hattie, and I am the Co-Assistant Vice President of Human Resources.
And I know Dalhousie released a memorandum expressing disappointment about being unable to reach an agreement with QP Local 3912. Why couldn't you come to an agreement? What were yesterday's negotiations addressing?
So negotiations have been ongoing with QP for an extended period of time, largely over the last 2 years. And ultimately, I think the main issue that led to a strike is around compensation. And you know, the university and QP share, I think, a lot of common interest in trying to address the concerns that the union brought forward, particularly around wage comparability with our regional and national comparators, and also making sure that the impacts of cost of living due to inflation are kind of a focus of negotiations. However, at the end of the day, we weren't able to reach an agreement that addressed that in a manner that, you know, the university felt was reasonable or that addressed the union's concerns.
QP members are saying that their salary hasn't increased over the past 3 years. Why hasn't Dalhousie been able to support a wage increase?
So wage adjustments for QP take place as part of the collective bargaining process, and the last collective agreement with QP would have expired in 2020. And so largely due to the impacts of the pandemic and other external factors, it's taken longer to negotiate a new collective agreement than may have historically been the case. So you know, once there is a new collective agreement, it will be retroactive to when the last collective agreement expired. It would provide cost of living adjustments in each of the years of the agreement.
How frequent are strikes on campus?
Strikes are, you know, very infrequent at Dalhousie. This is actually the first strike that's taken place on campus in over 20 years. I think that speaks to our commitment to strong and positive labor relations, but it also demonstrates that this is a significant event and one that is going to have a disruption on our community, particularly students. I think it's worth recognizing that about two-thirds of the members of QP are also students on campus, so they'll be feeling that impact in multiple ways.
How will the strike affect classes on campus? I know some classes have been canceled, and should this go longer, how will that affect Dalhousie?
Yeah, so a small number of classes are, you know, canceled where they're taught by a part-time instructor, and many others are being impacted due to TAs, markers, and demonstrators being on strike. As the semester progresses, it's possible that additional contingencies and adjustments will be need to be made, and students should be, you know, in contact with their instructors, their department chairs, and their deans for more information on what those might look like. Ultimately, our goal is to limit any disruption, and the best way to do that is to reach a resolution as quickly as possible by getting back to the table and working with QP.
And after seeing today's strikes, will Dalhousie, are you open to having more conversations and more discussions and negotiations?
Of course, and we've always remained open to continuing the bargaining process, and that's something that will certainly continue in the coming days. You know, it's the only way that we can reach a resolution. I'm sure all parties are fully committed to continuing that process and looking for ways to support an amicable resolution.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
I think you know, our primary consideration right now is on students and the student experience, and we recognize that, you know, a labor disruption is an important event for students, and it's critical that we keep them informed on what's going on and be transparent about, you know, the university's position, which is what we're trying to do. Again, we also recognize that so many of our students are impacted directly by being members of QP, so we encourage everyone to, you know, continue to look for updates, follow what's happening, and take care of themselves as we work through the disruption that this causes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.